96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
And at 8:27, we're pleased to have with us here this Friday morning Nancy Robinson, who is Flint Hills Technical College's child care coordinator.
Nancy, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys this morning?
Doing good. How's things going in the office here this Friday?
Oh, it's doing, we are just doing a great job here at Flint Hills Technical College. We've been working on getting this early childhood education program up and running, which is actually for students who are 16 years old and older to learn how to care for and educate children from birth to 6 years old. So I am the instructor for that.
Before we start talking about the filling your bucket activities for specifically for the way it sounds area schools, elementary schools specifically, this is probably as good a time as any to update things. And you brought up something that I really hadn't planned on asking you, and that's about the age ranges for kids, because I think a lot of people, when they started hearing about the child care program, they were thinking this is going to be for the traditional college age and beyond, age 18, 19, 20 and up. But you can also bring in what sounds like as young as high school sophomores and juniors into the program?
So students who are juniors and seniors can start into the program. They have to be 16 years old. If they are not 16 years old, when we send them out to observe and do internships in child care settings, then they actually count towards the ratio for children. And we don't want to put that burden on the people who are working with us. So, yeah, it would be 16 years and older. So anybody in junior and senior in high school to older can sign up to learn from this program. And it's actually a wonderful opportunity. We have actually just signed an agreement with Emporia State University. So that allows students who go on to receive an associate's degree in the early childhood education program here at Flint Hills Technical College to apply those credits towards a bachelor's degree in elementary education.
That's outstanding. That's outstanding. So how long is your program here?
The program, we have a technical certificate.
Okay.
So that would take a year if you were a full-time student. For high school students, that means that they're going to go their junior and their senior year to finish that up, because we do require general education courses, of course. And then, so if you go full-time the first year and get your technical certificate, then you can go full-time the second year and get your associate's degree. So it's really just a two-year program, but it depends greatly on the person who takes it and how long you need it to take to get everything done and work it around your schedule. One of the exciting things that we've had happen is that we have decided, starting this coming fall, we will be completely online available. We'll also still offer courses in person, but we will have that online opportunity for people who are working and just have so many other things going on in their lives, so they can sign up for those online or hybrid courses.
Okay, for folks that are interested in this, what is kind of the progression as far as the coursework is concerned, and what type of maybe off-site possibilities are available here for students going through the program to get into daycares and kind of test their skills before they actually wind up getting their certificates?
Absolutely. So our first course that we recommend people take is Intro to Early Childhood. And that course deals with a lot of theory and a lot of developmentally appropriate practice and things like that. But it also requires our students to have 10 hours of observation in an actual early childhood setting. So that can be a daycare, a Head Start. They can do in-home visits. They can do preschool. But it's important to us to give those students the opportunity to be in the early childhood setting so they can get an idea, is this something that they truly want to do? That 10 hours doesn't seem like a lot, but when you spread it out over three separate days, you get to see a lot more of what's going on in that setting and kind of get a feel for it. We also spend a lot of time actually going out into the community. We have been so blessed. Emporia Daycare has allowed us to come in and visit. Head Start and Friends Together Preschool this past year have allowed us to be in their settings and spend some time just getting a feel for it, so that our students have that opportunity to kind of see what's going on. On top of that, we've even had speakers come into the program from the public library. We've had South Lyon County's early childhood education centers come in. And as far as that goes, South Lyon County does have one of our students employed right now as a part-time person. So that's been a benefit for all of us. Kansas Works has come in and talked to our students about how to apply for jobs and how to put together interview and like look nice and get your resume ready. We've worked with ECAN Head Start, and she's talked about how that works all the way up to coming down from the government and the laws behind ECAN Head Start. Crosswinds has visited us, and we've also had visits from the Kansas Children's Service League. So we've just been just so blessed that the community has really reached out and supported us. It's been great.
Yeah, a lot of irons in the fire there, no doubt about that. Flint Hills Tech College Child Care Coordinator Nancy Robinson. So, again, this is really a new program. How long has this been going on now, Nancy?
We just started taking students in the fall of 2023.
Yeah.
So this is our first year, actually, and we only have one student graduating in this May, but that was a student who had already had her partial technical certificate done in a different area, and so all she had to do was finish up some early childhood courses to be able to graduate this year. And so just all kinds of great stuff going on here.
All right, so let's talk about filling your bucket and really what the goal of this particular activity is, how this is really designed to connect here with schools.
Okay, so you know, there's, like I said, there's just been so much support for the Flint Hills Technical College Early Childhood Education Program from all the different area organizations and the area child care and preschool providers that we just really wanted to say thank you. So we are hosting a Fill Your Bucket event. It will happen on Wednesday, May the 8th from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Trussler Conference Center at the Flint Hills Technical College. What we are going to offer to the participants, which would be people who already are providing child care or preschool, or people who may be interested in becoming a provider, they will get an opportunity to visit booths of local businesses that happen to have signed up and support services for child care and preschool providers. They will be given an actual bucket. And in that bucket, they will have a provider's resource notebook. We are filling that up with information regarding educational and professional development opportunities, a provider's resource section, and even a section of information that our providers can share with parents. All of these papers or flyers for the different organizations have QR codes, so people don't have to make copies of the pages. They can simply, if a parent has a question about something, they can simply flip to that page in that resource notebook, and the parent can scan that QR code, and it will take them directly to the website so that that person always has the most up-to-date information. Participants will also be given a children's book set of their choice. We've got board books, and we also have more of a preschool age set. And then they will be able to sign up for door prizes that have been donated by, again, local businesses and support services in the area. So lots of fun, a great chance to connect with each other and do some networking. There will be some booths there from different places that are taking applications for people who want to get into child care. So that will be set up for people who are looking to apply for different jobs. And great opportunities to connect with state organizations as well that help support early childhood.
Fantastic. Well, that's a lot right there. That's
We're excited.
That's quite an event you have laid out, ready to go, and a lot of positives for people to get involved with. As again, we're chatting here this morning with Flint Hills Technical College Child Care Coordinator Nancy Robinson. So, still room for enrollment for the fall, Nancy?
Absolutely. We would love to have anybody who wants to sign up for the early childhood program to contact the main campus and just find out a little bit more about it. Or you can go to fhtc.edu and look at the different programs that are available. We are actually under the health services portion of that when you look at career and not career options, but course options, because early childhood education is a part of health and human services. So you can find it out that way. And anybody who might want to sign up as a participant to come to the Fill Your Bucket event or possibly donate door prizes or even to have a booth, they can leave a message at my office phone number at 620-343-4701, and I will get back to anybody who gives me a call as soon as possible so that we can get you signed up.
Outstanding. Sounds good. Well, Nancy, best of luck here with this, and best of luck with the program in general. You're obviously filling a critical need that is becoming a lot more readily aware now here over the last 3 years. So best of luck here with the program and all the different related activities, especially what you got coming up.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah. I think there's been a little bit of confusion in the community. They think that we are actually offering child care, and we don't do that. So
okay.
just kind of making sure that people know it's all about educating people to be ready to offer child care.
Fill the need.
We don't have children actually up here in our downtown campus, which, by the way, I have to give a big shout-out about our downtown campus. It's an actually beautiful building, and it's been well maintained and cared for, and so many great opportunities for the community. But actually, a lot of the people that I talked about supporting our program are here at the humanitarian building themselves, and so it's been really great to be able to just go up and down the steps and talk to these people about supporting the program. So it's been a wonderful boon, I think, not just for the community, but as Emporia, but I think the counties around us, because we have students from Coffee County and Osage, you know, and just anywhere. So it can definitely reach out. It's not just an Emporia thing, but Emporia has been a wonderful, wonderful support.
Well, certainly filling a niche here, no doubt about that. Well, Nancy, good to talk to you. Thanks for your time, and keep up the good work.
All right, awesome. Thank you so much.
Nancy Robinson, Flint Hills Technical College Child Care Coordinator on our Newsmaker 2 segment here this morning, Chuck.
Okay, and looking ahead to next week, basically our Newsmaker 2s are full all the way until Friday the 3rd. So if you would like that specific spot,